Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
If you want respect, you gotta earn it. Damn right!
Once again, it's on Hard to Earn. We are back in the building. What up, B?
What's going on, Tor?
B, how's the summer going so far, man?
I mean, it hasn't technically started, but in New York, it's summertime.
It's summertime,
yeah,
man.
It's unofficially summer.
And
it's summer.
They've already played Will Smith.
It's summering.
I don't care what the weather's doing. Once I hear Will Smith for the first time in the season.
Right. When you hear that, when you hear that drum roll.
Drums, please.
Yeah.
That's it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, it's summer madness.
It's funny. I was just with Corey Towns, Jazzy Jeff's son.
Yes, the guard.
So yeah, man, no, it's already summering in Brooklyn. I'm assuming everywhere else. I haven't made it up. I missed a block party in Harlem on Saturday.
That looked tough.
Afrobeats and traps. It looked crazy.
That looked tough.
Can't be everywhere, man. I'm not trying to be, but I'm trying to beat those right spots.
Got to be at the right place.
You're everywhere.
No. I'm literally at the right.
You are only at the right places.
I'm only at the right places.
You're right. You had a lot of right places. A lot of step and repeats, I see.
You're right.
Yeah, you're right.
We're in the right place right now, though. B, as we were doing, or rather when I was kind of sitting here just going through pre-show listening and ritual, our esteemed third partner, I guess, Ty, was like, yo, wait, we doing Beyonce today? How long has this been?
Yeah.
And I was like, it's a 20-piece, man.
She has had a 20 run.
This is a 20-piece right here.
20-piece run. She has not let up.
Oh, no. She's not let up. 20 summers, right?
She's on tour right now.
These rappers, he making these songs about how many summers they read.
Yeah.
Beyonce really outside, man.
She's on tour right now.
Dangerously in Love. This is the debut, though.
Debut solo.
Yeah. This is off of a very successful Destiny Child run.
Absolutely.
The last album was 2001 Survivor. Mm-hmm. Prior to this release.
Yep.
And, you know, Beyonce kind of rolled out a few records kind of to preview.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was inevitable. I think everybody always knew that Mike she would go.
Mike was going to moonwalk one time for the one.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And it was, you know what?
We got to get into it. It was the start of this new episode of Hard to Earn.
So, When Beyonce decides to drop this record, obviously the first single, Crazy in Love, which is the first record on the album as well,
mm-hmm.
you hear Crazy in Love,
mm-hmm.
we know that she's coming,
mm-hmm.
But for me, I was watching the strategy behind it, because for as who we know Beyonce to be right now,
mm-hmm.
Beyonce wasn't really heavy in the hood. Coming off Destiny's Child.
No.
They were seen as a pop group.
Absolutely.
They were definitely more TRL than 106 in part.
She didn't get gutted until she got with Slim Thug.
Right. When she got with Thug, when she went back to them Texas roots, them Houston roots.
Yeah, man, that's when she got. But right now, it's really just based off of her being a pop princess,
mm-hmm.
inevitably going to go solo, like MJ, like a Lauryn Hill.
Don't ever leave out Cisco, God. Don't leave out Cisco. We knew he was going to go solo.
I just said MJ and Lauryn Hill.
And then I threw Cisco right in there because you're supposed to start with Cisco. That's why. You messed up the order.
He really likes Cisco. I'm making a point here.
Cisco was excellent.
Anyway, short-lived, but excellent.
Double in tons.
Yeah. So yeah, you're right. We weren't really connected to the streets. Like, that's why she needed that Jay-Z cosign.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And of course, we're coming off of the rumors about them too as well. So him being the first single, needing that street edge, because you know Jay, 2003 Jay Z, like it's
right.
Yeah,
right.
You know
they had already done Bonnie and Clyde too.
Yes, for his album.
Yeah, Bonnie and Clyde had already come, so.
That's, yeah, Blueprint too.
Yeah, so we've been seeing him out, you know, the rumors are circulating, if you're paying attention, yeah, you know, there's definitely been talk. Yeah. So for her to come with this first single, Crazy in Love,
yeah, big
featuring Jay-Z, it pretty much tied that whole thing together 100%. In a bow. 100%. How do we feel about it? Musically, though.
Musically. Now, I don't know if you can take you back 2003.
Take me back.
If you remember, there was a big record out by another young lady called One Thing. A. Marie Rogers. A. Marie Rogers.
Pretty, the incredible A. Marie.
Pretty little thing.
Yeah. Little thing. What a beautiful human.
I mean, great voice. And also, dope ass fucking first album, too. Her debut was fucking fire, too. She had bops on there.
Tough.
But anyway.
First two, actually.
First two were tough. You're right. And, but you know, like, she, her co-pilot, production-wise, was Rich Harrison.
Yes.
He had
the great Rich Harrison.
The great Rich Harrison, right? He brought up a lot of that go-go sound and meshing that with pop music and urban music and creating that his own sound that was very rich and DC flavored. Like, I mean, loved it. So, you hear Crazy in Love, it makes you think about One Thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I love One Thing.
It's, I mean,
so it, so it took a little bit away from this song, I will say that. But this song is, I mean, no pun intended, this song is pretty, it's huge. It's in the museum.
Definitely in the museum.
And it's a big joint. You know what I mean? She vocally sounds good. Jay murks it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jay, people don't, Jay-Z fans don't usually refer to this verse because it's a pop record as one of his best performances, but it's a
he was going crazy.
It's a fucking 10 verse.
Multiple flows, multiple pocket. He's talking crazy.
The wordsmith is
Yeah, he's talking
stupid.
Crazy.
Shout out to Nick Van Exel, first of all.
Yeah, you know yeah, he's yeah. crazy. He's good. The genuine artist, I'm not saying, if anything, you crazy, crazy in the wrist, crazy in the, he can't figure out, like, hey, is he, yes, sir. Like, he, yeah. Why? Why do you act like that?
Son, yes, sir. From my different clothes,
my texture is the best for, I'm chinchilla.
Wow.
I'm vanilla.
Yeah. Anyway.
So here's what I got.
Go ahead.
Produced by the great Rich Harrison.
Yes, sir.
He did A. Marie's first two albums. We already love this sound, right? A. Marie has some really popular records at this point. If you just of the culture, even if you had never voyaged down to D.C., it's something about that go-go sound, the way those drums move, the way that swing is,
mm-hmm.
that it resonates with you, right? So we love mm-hmm. this sound. Obviously, Hov is Hov. We already loved Hov. This, for me, was a kind of safe space record,
absolutely,
and
it's a first solo.
It's a pretty safe bet, it's,
they, right? They're making sure that we do not fail.
Yeah, we can't fuck this up.
Absolutely,
we can't fuck this up. I got everything that you said,
yeah.
And I mean, as we can get into rating now, but I do take points off because it is coming off of that wave that A. Marie and Rich started.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you,
100%. Guess what?
That's it.
That happens a lot in this album.
Ooh.
Mm.
She borrows a lot.
Huh.
But she also borrows intentionally a lot, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not this. It's not a good or a bad thing.
It's just
a thing.
It's a very music industry
It's
album,
just one
bro.
Thing.
It's a
safe. So, you'll hear me utilize that word a lot. If you want to come up with some adjectives for me, let me know.
I got you. I got some synonyms. I got you.
Yeah, you want to come up with some synonyms. Yeah,
I got you.
But with all of that said, it's still an incredible record.
Big record. Massive, massive
it doesn't stop. It still goes. You know, it did exactly what it needed to do.
Exactly.
And I can't be mad
it was
at that.
A bullseye.
It's a tough record.
Yeah, tough record.
What'd tough enough. I went back and forth between the 9 and the 9.5.
Me too. I settled on a 9.
You settled on a 9?
Yeah.
I bumped up to a 9.5 because I do think it's better than the 9s that I gave.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, this is not even... Okay.
I think it's a better record than the 9s that I gave.
On this album?
On this album.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, we're about to get into it.
Yeah, let's be interesting.
This album is extremely top heavy.
Okay.
Extremely top heavy.
Big old...
The biggest records...
Big old biddies.
Dolly Parton. The biggest the biggest records are at the top, right?
And for the coach. That's handshake worthy?
You are the coach. My man took it back with the Cocoa Pops. Go Ja Rule. Shout out to Ja Rule. It's all right. Anyway. Oh, that was a time. Boy. But yeah, like, again, super, super top heavy this album. They put the biggest records. I mean, we're basically going to be in the museum for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get into her experimental stuff,
mm-hmm.
right? The covers, the experimental stuff mm-hmm. towards later in the album. And, you know, there's some hits and some misses. So, you know, let's get into it, though.
So, yeah, let's get into it. So what'd you give Dangerous, Crazy in Love?
I said nine.
Give it nine?
Yeah.
Okay, so a nine over there, 9.5 over here. Mm-hmm. Naughty Girl. Big bop.
It's my favorite record on the album.
Big bop. Scott Storch on production. I mean,
this is when Scott had that. This is when he had 50 and Beyonce.
He was scorching hot. And not just them. I mean, his work with T.S.
I'm not talking about the sound, though. You can hear a little bit in this song.
Little bit comes, because I wanted to do the research. Little bit comes 2 years after. I said, oh, nah, he spent the beat. He spent the block and spent the beat 2 years later.
No. 50 put it out 2 years later. He probably made the same batch.
He might have made it, yeah. It might have been the same beat tape.
Yeah, 50 was like, ah, I like this.
I like what this is doing. Let me come behind and do something.
How do we greasy this up?
Yeah, but...
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
It is very much a little bit.
It's my shit. I love it.
Donna Summers, Love to Love You in there. You know you love those moments.
Fire documentary, by the way.
The Donna Summer joint. I forgot about it.
Tough.
I forgot about it. I gotta check it.
Her daughter actually directed.
I gotta check it. Yeah. Shout to to Jillian from Lion Babe. I know she had a part of it. I think I've seen her do some promo or something for it. And I bookmarked it, but I didn't watch it yet. Thank you for reminding me.
Good joint.
Vocally. I like where Beyonce is at.
She's wailing.
You know what I'm saying? Because we didn't get a lot of, I guess maybe on the last Destiny Child album, it got a little more ballady.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were not really going through those albums like that, if you were just a surface fan, I mean, I wasn't running to the store to buy a Destiny Child album for sure. You know she looks good. You know they could dance, but you very much just taking it as any other pop trio where they eventually ended up or quartet before, but you don't know if Beyonce really can give it up if you are just a surface based fan.
Nah, bro,
she gets so
all the way
when you get here and you get a chance to kind of see what she's doing
all the way
vocally in. you gotta respect it. Nah, talk to me, your favorite joint.
Nah, you know, it's top to bottom, it's fucking incredible, man. I mean, the beat keeps you interested. It switches up on you at the right point. She's having fun with it. Her ad-libs add another dimension to it, man. You know what I'm saying? And like, and you can see she does so much with her, you know, with so much with her voice too. Like, she plays with it as well. Mm-hmm. Again, it's I'm going back to like this album, right? And kind of looking at it as a whole body of work. Like, you just saw it. This is really like rookie year Beyonce. And you kind of see where she's stumbles and trying to find her way from her pen to her vocal arrangements, who she works with, who she doesn't, what works and what doesn't. You know what I mean? And I thought this is one of those joints where she just kind of like slapped it out the park, man. Really. Like, I don't really have a lot of criticism with this song, man.
What'd you give it?
Gave it 9.5.
9.5?
Yeah.
9.5 as well.
Yeah.
Tough joint.
Yeah,
man. We still in the museum, B?
Yeah.
Baby Boy?
Yes.
Featuring Sean DePaul?
Yes, absolutely.
I know you're going to like it. They knew you going to like it, B. They put it in the song before the song came. I know you're going to like it.
I know you're going
to like it. They listen back to it. They say, yo, go back in the booth. I got to ask something.
That's hypnosis right there, man.
Yeah. They try to gas it. So, yes, Baby Boy featuring Sean Paul.
Who's on Fuego.
Yeah. He's scorching. Ata, yo.
What? He's fucking...
Yeah.
Shout out to Tanisha Scott, too.
Big facts.
Lil X.
Another Scott Storch joint. Yeah. Just, I mean, a good dancehall R&B collabo.
It's a good joint. Good pop. You know what I'm it's pop dancehall.
It's yeah, yeah. It's pop facts, dancehall. Facts, facts, facts. It made me go back, right? As I was listening, I was like, yo, good pop, you know, dancehall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I had to go back to Beanie and Maya. Oh, I had to go back to the girl, Dem
fair.
Sugar.
That's not fair.
It's not fair.
That's not fair.
This is a sidebar. We taking a, okay, this is, okay, we sidebar yeah, right yeah,
yeah.
now.
No comparison.
That's... It's not a comparison oh, because that's a far superior record. But I had to go back because it automatically made me think, wow, what are the other, you know, great pop, I mean, dancehall R&B joints, yeah, right? Yeah, and yeah. I mean, that's probably at the top of my
that's
list.
That's one of the ones.
You know, because a lot of them aren't collaborations right. between R&B artists and reggae artists.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was thinking about I'm Still in Love, but Sasha is a dancehall artist. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, incredible.
That's roots.
That's right incredible. That's yeah, roots. That's just roots. Yeah, that's just roots and ting. You know
oh,
what I
mean? Man, I love that.
It's so good. I even went back to, because I'm thinking Neptunes, I even went back to Beanie and Janet, that oh, feeling
nah,
boy.
That, but nah, that ain't
it. Nah, that ain't, that but that ain't was tough, right? I like that record. I like that record.
Yeah, I like it, but I don't think it compares to.
No, no, no.
Right
but
here.
I'm just saying, as I was
I like
going
Baby
through,
Boy more than a Janet record.
I was going through the joints, and so then I ended up, obviously, that's let's take good, out a detour
that's a,
back.
That's a good little practice, though.
I took like a little that. Run, right? I took yeah, a nice little
I,
run.
I like that.
This is huge. This is a huge hit record.
Especially for 2003, bro.
It's a huge, this is enormous record.
You don't even see it coming,
record.
Really.
Right.
Like, you know he's cooking over there.
Yeah.
You know, he's in yard.
Right, right.
She's cooking over there in the pop world.
Right.
And they come together and it's like, oh, this could go terrible. And
right.
it doesn't.
Nah,
like,
it worked.
It worked.
They made it work.
It worked very well.
Do not neglect the fact that Scott Storch is a part
oh,
of this.
Let's please not.
You know what I mean?
That's not the fact that this motherfucker's been cooking for two joints.
Right.
He's in two museum Beyonce records. He produced two museum records and like back to back on the album. Like, I say, so fucking top heavy.
To
man.
Your point, though, this could have went terribly wrong.
So bad.
Beyonce and Sean Paul over Scott Storch.
Bro.
That sounds dangerous, bro.
Needed,
no
we,
pun.
All we needed was Beyonce to try to her patois.
Oh,
like,
Lord.
It would have been downhill.
It would have been all bad.
Downhill.
You're done, no. But,
you're done, no.
But everybody stayed in their respective lanes and
brought
their
A game
to the studio.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't have my. So I do have Beyonce is covering All Grounds, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's already given us the A. Marie. That's worked already. Mm-hmm. Sean Paul is on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Storch is
that's
on fire.
Very music
right?
industry album. Man.
Yo, listen, I'm putting together a thread.
I already know where you're going.
Like,
you were right. Yeah.
This is what I'm noticing on this record. Like, oh, this is another. Even for as risky as it sounds on paper, it's kind of a safe bet because Sean Paul is Sean Paul. He's going crazy. Scott Storch is going crazy.
I would never call this a safe bet.
I think it's safe because it worked. It makes sense. It's like, yo, if it worked, it makes sense.
Yeah,
and if
yeah,
it don't
yeah,
work,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
it was a terrible yeah. idea.
But I mean, but also.
But the elements that they put together.
Yeah, but that's what musicians do. I mean, like, there's probably some terrible records they tried that didn't work and mm-hmm. they made up. That always is the case, right?
The elements they put yeah. together made it work.
They knew they like, if this works, it's going to be great. Scott Storch, Sean Paul, 2003, Beyonce. Let's see what we can do. Also, showing her range, right? Because what does she want? She wants a wider audience. She mm-hmm. wants that international money.
You know oh, I mean? She wants to be everything she's become.
She's become, exactly.
She wants to stop. She was setting it
she
up.
Wants, she wants to be the queen for fucking 20 years straight.
Oh, she yeah. wants to have like a
yeah,
high.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Okay,
exactly,
got it. You know Mission I mean? Accomplished.
Exactly.
Not
exactly.
one of my favorite records, though.
Baby
Me
Boy.
Me, personally.
Baby Boy.
Yeah.
Really?
Not
Why?
One of my favorite records.
Why? What don't you
know.
Like about it?
I just, it felt kind of contrived.
I mean, it's a pop record. I mean,
yeah.
it's pop.
Yeah,
I think pop is just contrived.
Some,
right?
Yeah, but even the
but
ones
it,
that...
But it works. But it bops, though, is what I'm saying. Like, it works.
It's not
musically.
A bad record. I understand yeah. why the record goes, and I'm never going to be like, oh, turn that off.
Yeah.
My personal palette, not one of my favorites. And I have pop records that I love, records that I'm not supposed to care about that I love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is just not one of them for me.
Yeah, I love this record.
Word. Love it's it. Just, love it like...
And it still bops.
Love it like...
Like 9.
Love it like 9?
Yeah, I love it like 9.
I like it like 8.5.
Like 8.5? Okay.
Yeah, I like it like 8.5.
Yeah, man.
Hip-hop oh, wait.
I was saying the only thing I took away from it is just, you know, it's very pop right now.
It's a pop joint.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
like, it bops, though. It bops, though.
Hip-hop star featuring Big Boy and Sleepy Brown.
Yeah, and this is where the music industry concentrates.
Produced by Bryce Wilson.
I thought Big Boy produced. Okay.
Of Groove Theory fame. I mean... If you know Groove, if you know Bryce, you know you've done way more than that, but
yeah.
for all intents and purposes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. This is where it goes wrong.
Hmm.
This is where the industry, because again, 2003, Outkast, they're Grammy winners. They're the number one rap group in hip hop.
We love Outkast.
In pop. Yeah, we love Outkast. We haven't done Outkast in the studio yet.
We haven't.
Okay, we gotta get to that. But anyway, so yeah, like Big Boy, Dre are on fucking Grammy fire. They are the number one hip hop group in the world. Big Boy also, but also they got the streets too. Big Boy is that street anchor. So she tries to bring that Southern pimp shit. You know, the beat sounds like a fucking, like a alt Outkast beat, honestly. It doesn't sound like a Beyonce beat at all. I don't fucking even understand this song.
I forgot this record existed. How about that?
Same.
I was like, oh shit. I totally erased this song.
There's a couple of songs I forgot. I forgot.
This one I definitely forgot. If I'd have been on a quiz show and they'd have been like the Big Boy Beyonce record, I'd have been like, huh?
I think this
record. And I pride myself on being in the Beehive.
Oh, funny.
That's, you know what I'm saying?
Do you?
Yeah. I did not know this. Yeah, I just got kicked out. Yeah, I just got kicked out. I'm on hiatus.
I think I said I got kicked out.
So Big Boy did his thing, riding the beat. The beat is a little unorthodox, but he's riding it because that's where he lives, in that space, right? I love Sleepy Brown. Didn't really love him on this particular record. I do think if it was a full Outkast record, it would have been kind of tougher. Because I'm not mad at the joint.
I'm not mad at the beat.
I'm not mad at the joint.
I'm mad at the production. I don't like this song, though.
Okay.
I don't like the song. It seems like a fucking reach. You talking about contrived? This sounds very contrived. Like, even Beyonce, her performance, she sounds out of place. She doesn't sound comfortable. And Beyonce usually commands. She takes over a song. She sounds out of place with this. It sounds like a Outkast joint. Like, a Dre verse would have been crazy.
Yeah, they was like, you need it. They was like, you got
to
do this.
And it was, I'm sure it was supposed to be Outkast on this.
Right.
But you know,
but Dre, you know Dre. You know Dre.
Dre turned down Jay.
Dre don't come outside.
Dre turned down Jay. Jay wanted Outkast to be on Parking Lot Pimpin'.
I think I heard that.
And Dre was like, what am I talking about? Like,
what were you talking about on any time, man?
Just
doing the 16 bars. Exactly. 24. Just
rap about cauliflowers. It's going to work.
We're going to make it come together.
It's going to work.
You know what I'm saying? It's going
to work. That fucking Drake Killer Mike shit is crazy too.
Yeah, he went. That's scientific.
Yeah.
That's literally scientific. It's scientific. Yeah, man. I don't have a lot to say about this record. I said Beyonce has a playful vocal. So when you're saying out of place, it didn't sound, when I say playful, it didn't feel super intentional. It didn't feel super, like you said, commanding.
She doesn't sound comfortable. Yeah, she doesn't own it. Like, she doesn't sound like the queen that she is.
There wasn't the presence that we know her to have.
It was like they were trying to make a fucking record. Beyonce with Outkast feature. Like, that's what it sounds like, and it just experimented.
And it's also a weird collab because she's just not familiar in these spaces.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's safe because they already. Big Boy is Big Boy. So, you know, if you're trying to.
Yo, ain't nothing safe about that beat.
It's safe when you try to put it together.
This sounds like something that should be rapped on. Like, that's not even an R&B beat.
What I'm saying is, for the industry standard, if you have an option between Paul Wall and Big Boy in 2003, that's what you pick. That was the point I was making.
In 2023.
I love both of those guys.
It's safe.
I gave it to 8.
7.5.
7.5?
Yeah.
All right. Be With You.
Yeah, man.
Now we're going to get to some soul.
We're going to get some soul, man.
Which I'm not mad at first, like Soul Fulfilled.
I mean, another, you know,
on the album.
She has a couple of remakes on this album. Mm-hmm. You know, she borrowed.
So on here, she uses the melody from Strawberry Letter 23.
And
she uses George Clinton, and, Rather Be With You.
Bootsy,
Rather Be With You. Interpolation.
Is she trying to eat Adina Howe's food on this?
Wait, talk to me.
Yo, freaking! This is the freaking you sample.
Is it?
That's the hook, bro. We can pump up. That's the hook.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm like, wait a minute.
I mean, Adina Howard is, no disrespect, she's an afterthought at this point, though.
I mean, freaking you is still
very, oh no, for sure, for sure, very for sure, for sure. For sure.
That will be a classic forever.
T-shirts and panties.
But again, great performance though. I like this record.
I've been waiting for like this type of vocal performance on this album because the unfair advantage that I have in 2023 is that I already know what Beyonce can do.
Right.
So I'm like, when did it happen on the first album? You know what I'm saying? When did it happen? When did we kind of get a full showing of it. We got a little glimpse earlier, but a full showing of it, I think we get more so on Be With You. Yeah, I don't have a lot about it. I like the fact that it's the, you know, it's a soulful feel. I love the Strawberry 23 melody that she uses
the production
for the verses. Production is dope.
The keys and
Love to Rather Be With You. That's one of my favorite joints. So yeah, they made it happen. I give it 8.5.
9.
Give it 9?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah, I love her vocal performance.
Look
man.
At you.
Performance is tough.
Me, Myself, and 9.
Oof, big.
Big tune.
Big tune.
Big tune.
Barred up.
Another Scott Storch joint.
This is barred up, man.
Another it is Scott very, so let me see. What did I put? It's like a credo, right? Me, Myself, and 9 is all I got in the end. Yeah. You know, it's empowering.
It's self-love.
It's self-love.
Yeah.
And although self-love is applicable to all, I do think that it resonates more with the women 100%. On this joint because of what she does with the entirety
it's kind of
the song.
It's kind of like an extension of like independent woman, right?
Right.
It's like, I don't need a fucking man. I can do it on my own, right? Right. We should all be trying to be codependent, not independent, but that's another story. And, you know, it's also like, fuck everybody, right? Basically, that's what the song is. When you get hurt, it's like, fuck everybody. I don't need anybody.
I don't know if she was going that hard with it. I don't think she
was going that hard to like direct with it, but I think she's also leaning into those people who feel like that. Like, I'll be my best friend. Basically, like, yo, fuck everybody. Like, I'm a word. And I mean, the thing is, it's like, it shouldn't be like, you know, fuck everybody. I don't need anybody, right? Because again, I think everybody should be codependent, but it really should be about, you got to love yourself more than anybody before you love anyone else.
For sure, for sure.
Like, you, no matter who, I mean, even your children, if you ain't fucking loving yourself properly, you ain't going to love them properly.
That's a fact.
So.
That's a fact.
That's when, you know, I feel like, you know, I took more of it. But I think she was tapping into the people who not probably seeing that high-minded.
Yeah, I think
that. Who just hurt, but hurt.
I think that the verses lean more to a failed relationship,
mm-hmm.
but the chorus is much bigger.
Yeah.
The chorus is, you know, is a multi-purposeful, multi-functional, like, manifesto, if you will, about self-love.
And who is this dude being warned by his parents and, I mean, his family and his best friend?
Like, I was like, yo, his son in the circle was that tight.
Not at all, son. Your family warned her and your main man
on the low
warned you.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah. You gotta get
your chakras right or you're fucking the wrong people from around you.
Well, he's just a fuck person. Because if everybody's Team Beyonce and they his people.
Right.
Yeah, he's just not a good guy.
Right.
He's not a good human. Mm-hmm. This record was never a favorite of mine, though.
No.
Of Torres.
Couldn't say that. Couldn't say it wasn't. What don't you like about it?
It's not very pleasing to my ear.
Really?
I don't. Yeah.
It's like almost like background music, almost kind of.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It just it never rang for me.
Really?
Like, I got it. I understand why it works and why people like it.
I love that bridge, though.
I love the bridge. The bridge is dope.
Yeah.
She sounds good on it.
She sounds great.
It's just not a favorite of mine.
It's kind of light Beyonce, though.
It's
kind of light Beyonce.
I feel like it's safe.
Oh, it's super safe.
And it's boring.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Now we go with synonyms. I said it's safe. It's boring.
Yeah,
it's
a little boring. It's a little boring. The beat doesn't do much. You know
production
what I'm saying? Production-wise, it doesn't do much. And she's singing it kind of like airy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, she's not heavy on the beat. And so I get why it works. I get why people like it. It kind of gives me a little West Coast feel, too. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like Scott the wah-wah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it feels a little West Coast-y. Just a cool joint to me.
It's
but
cool
it wasn't joint? It wasn't one of my favorites.
Yeah, I think it's a big record still. I think it's a big record.
Very big record.
You know, it's
tons of records have gone multi-platinum that I did not like.
Yeah, same here, man. Same here. Yeah, shout out to MC Hammer.
Wow, we're not finna do that. I love Can't Touch This.
I know you do. I'm saying.
It's a good tune, man. It's a good tune.
I like Rick James, man.
Every time you see me, the hammer just so hype. I'm dope on the floor and the magic on the mic. Now, why would I ever stop doing this? Nah, Hammer was really going. But yes, we love the original from Rick James. Anyway.
Me, Myself, and I think is a big joint. I think I like it a little more than you do.
We shall see.
Hook is beautiful. You know, I think, you know, the first verse is writing-wise, it gets a little nervous, but she kills it in the second verse, like murks it. The bridge, I told you I love, brings it all together. Yeah, man, I think it's a big joint. I gave it a 9, man.
Gave it a 9?
Yeah.
Okay, I gave it an 8.
Gave it 8? Okay.
Yeah, gave it an 8.
Okay, and then we're on to Yes. Yes.
I want to see. I want to know where we really gonna.
Yeah, it's about to get interesting.
I want
to
know where we really gonna. Where we really gonna separate ourselves.
This is where the album gets interesting.
Produced by Focus. Mm-hmm. Three Dots. Shout out to my brother Focus. Mm-hmm. Always liked this song.
Really?
Yep. Okay. Always liked. Yes. Look at his face. Yeah. Look at his face. Look at the camera.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
I like the sentiment. Right. The sentiment of it, because it's like. Bigger than what this song is, it's like you can do a million things for a person, right? Mm-hmm. You can always show up for a person. You can do your best. And the first time that you cannot, you know, answer or be at their beck and call, it could turn into the biggest issue in the world. It's like, yo, bro, out of 100 times, I was there 99. But you want to focus on this one time. And it's like, you know, the first time I say no was like I never said yes. And I don't know if that resonates with me because I feel like that's like, a reoccurring theme in my own life, or if it's just one of those, if it's just one of those worldly situations that a lot of people can relate to.
Probably both.
But I always liked the joint.
Probably both.
Always liked the joint.
You know, did this topic recently? Who? Really, really, really well.
Tell me,
Kendrick.
On what?
What's the title? Can't Please Everybody. Mm-hmm. That one. That's the. That's what makes the whole song about. Right? That's what the whole song is about.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
A good friend of mine, before you go on, has an email subject. I can't be all things to all people. You know what I'm saying?
And that's the email subject?
That's not the subject, the signature.
Oh,
the,
really?
The signature in the email.
That's a fact. That's a fact. That's a fact. You can't, you know, you kill yourself trying to please the world.
That's a fact.
Yeah, I like the topic a lot. Everything you said, you articulated very well. I didn't hear that in this song though. What you just said, I don't hear that in this song. I know what the attempt was, but like, I mean, let's go to the story, right? She's smitten with this guy.
Right.
But she says, hey, you know, from jump.
Right.
You ain't getting
it. You can't smash.
You're not smashing.
Right.
But he wants to, but this, he's smitten, but this nigga don't have a place to stay. Okay. So he stay, he wants to stay with you, but he can't smash. You let a nigga stay with you that you not gonna smash. Wait, it's also
I don't think she said. I don't think he lived with her though in the story.
He did. You needed some place to stay. She says that.
Okay.
He.
Limba chicken chow mein, Mkhetwa aka Big Wara.
Yo, it's Big Fred aka Dati Tuzowadi Podcast.
Kiki Tubafetu, and we are the Sobering Podcast.
Tune in to us every second Wednesday for fire conversations and interviews about South African music, sneakers, and street culture.
Check us out on the Revolt Podcast Network.
Shout out to our moms.
Live with her.
Okay.
That's what makes this motherfucker even more ungrateful. Like, she gave you shelter, my dude.
That's one of the necessities.
She sheltered. Now, again,
who closed the shelter?
So it's, that's what I'm saying. The way she painted this picture is just weird because, like, you're smitten with this guy. You let him in your home. Doesn't have any place to stay. That's weird. You don't say why, but okay, cool. And then all of a sudden, it's like you're saying yes to everything. You let him know what was up, what was cool up front, but then he's mad because he's not getting any, right? Yeah, maybe because he thought maybe if he's living with you, he's going to get some, which anybody would.
Yeah, like you can't just get out the shower glistening. Oh,
what? We never touched you? First of all, you're Beyonce.
With the you are still Beyonce.
Yeah, right. You can have on a whole fucking burka. Like, you're Beyonce, man.
You are Beyonce. It's still going to turn me on.
It's crazy. So, I mean,
like, nah, you look crazy in that Montclair.
That's what I'm saying. I love those cargoes. You know, but no, what I'm saying, so everything you said, like, I love that. And that's like what we loved about that Kendrick song, man. Like, I don't think she just delivered it. Like, it wasn't believable.
For sure.
It was all annoying. Like, are you naive? Are you picking the wrong dude? Like, you brought a dude who needs a home in your crib. Like, you thought it was cool of bringing an adult man that you wasn't gonna fuck. Like, and then he's mad, like, because he ain't getting it. Like, well, how old is this nigga? Like, It was a wild story. The story for me was weird.
The story is the verses. The chorus and the sentiment in the chorus is still strong and solid to me. But yes, the verses leave a lot to be desired.
That's my
criticism. It's not superior writing. I went back and did the numbers. I was like, Beyonce was 22 when this album dropped. They still kind of riding the innocent girl wave too.
Yes, at this point. Is true. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? That is true. Like, she's coming off a big pop success. And her dad's, you know, kind of manning the ship and running the show. Yeah. And they still very much leaning into this innocent you know, more palatable pop star, like, Beyonce, right?
Waiting for Sex is definitely some youth shit.
Yeah, that's some young shit. Because at 22?
But he's living with you, though.
Like, yeah, that's crazy.
She's very adult. You know what I'm saying?
That's wild. That's wild. But yeah, I like the music. I like the music of it. I didn't know Focus when this record came out, obviously, but years later, meeting Focus, and it's been one of my joints, and him being one of my just like favorite people and shit. Mm-hmm. I still love the beat. I still like it's a little different sonically, but I think it's tough, and I really like the chorus. But yeah, the verses is a little kind of really like they kind of crazy. I like the chorus. What did you give it?
Eight.
Yeah. I give 8.5. Okay. 8.5. Okay. Signs. Missy Elliott.
Yes, indeed. This is a Missy Elliott. This written and produced by Missy Elliott.
It should have been on the Missy
and
album.
Boy, it sounds like a fucking Missy record.
So here we go again.
Yes, right?
Like
2003.
Right. Who's the heaviest hitters, right? Who you can't go wrong with?
2003 Missy?
This is what this album is reading like for the most part. You can't go wrong with these people.
Man.
I would love to hear Missy's demo of this.
Oh, hell,
because it sounds so much. I mean, it's a so Missy much. Record.
I'm like, yo, just put fucking just, Nicole Ray on there already, man. Like,
it's 99.9. Like, Maury would song. Say, Maury would say that you are the father of this record.
She's the mama.
Yeah, she's the mama, yo. This record is.
I'm like, damn, this is the fucking Missy record.
It's
like,
so Missy.
And I'm like, it's no credit. It's Missy. Like, she wrote it, produced it. I'm like,
And she's on it.
Of course. Yeah, you're going to pay that Missy bill. You got to maximize that shit, bro.
Yeah, we got to max out. We got to max the Missy thing out. So astrology songs are always interesting because they play off of, not a stereotype per se, but they play off of what your sign is supposed to say about you.
Right.
And obviously we know that we are all individuals, but there are definitely things about...
She did say a Pisces hurt her.
Leave me out of this, bro.
Is that just you? You're not the only Pisces.
I'm the only Pisces. I'm not even the only Pisces in the room. Shout out to my brother.
See?
They trying to slander us, God.
See? Y'all heard Beyonce. That's crazy.
I would never.
That's crazy.
I promise you I would.
Beyonce?
Not me.
Terrible.
Not the boy. Yes, very, very much a Missy song, you know, production-wise, feel-wise. Even... Subject matter is something that, you know, format, I can see. I can see Missy pulling
she
this.
She loves a concept.
She loves a good concept. Or no concept at all.
Or what the fuck.
Or no concept. Or what the fuck. At all. You know what I realized in this record? She did the reversion on here, too.
Yes, absolutely.
She did the reversion on here, too, which is another, like, Missy, like, signature thing.
Right.
But going through the characteristics of each sign, I do like the vocal performance.
She did not.
She left you
That's
out?
The annoying... No. She didn't go through the characteristics.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. No, she didn't pretty much Aquarius. You know, we at every party, baby. You know what I'm saying?
The Aquemini over here.
Exactly. You already know. You know, shout out to Big Boy.
She does attribute certain characteristics to certain signs. Maybe not in detail, but it's not like...
I didn't get the connection. So, yeah, she's just saying
it's
like...
It's not Pharaoh Monch. Like, if Pharaoh was
doing
it...
No, what we want. Yeah, no, what we want that.
If Tariq was doing it...
Make my brain hurt, man.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that. I don't want to know that much about myself.
And I know me.
Exactly.
I knew me my whole life.
Chills, man.
All right,
cool,
what else?
Cool joint.
It's
very Missy. I do deduct points because it's supposed to be a Beyonce song written by Missy. It's a Missy record performed by Beyonce.
I mean, some records just like all of your sauce oozes through. Yeah. And
but
you
also,
can't...
but again, this is rookie Beyonce.
Right.
Her sauce isn't even established yet.
This is my point,
which
right?
Which is why she's in Jamaica.
So you're going through this album and they just picking.
They're trying to figure it out.
It's the Illmatic, right? Like, yo, get everybody that's hot.
It's a compilation.
Let's get them in the room.
2023 compilation.
I gave Signs 8.5.
Okay, I gave it an 8.
Gave it 8?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't call this a great record. But
nah, I say good records. Some are great, some are good.
It's decent.
I don't think there's anything really bad on here. Speechless. Fanatic and Sherrod Bonds. This song is sexy as fuck.
Sounds sonically.
Sonically
sexy. Yeah.
Not lyrically.
No, not lyrically sexy at all. No. I just wanted more. Because it's again, sounds so sexy. It's breathy Beyonce.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You could have been talking about it. You could have been reading the grocery list, bro. The way she sounds on that, it's sexy as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Exactly. Exactly, man.
I don't know. I disagree. I gotta pull the lyrics up as far as not lyrically being sexy.
I don't think it's deep writing, but it's
nothing on this album is deep. There's all of the writing on this album, and I don't know, it's pop. I don't know what song I get to where I actually stamp that phrase. I don't think we've gotten it yet. But none of the writing, with the exception of like Hov.
No, I disagree. I think Me, Myself, and I, with some really substantial writing.
I disagree.
And I think Dangerously in Love too had some
big. Well, yeah, big Dangerously writing. In Love for had sure, for sure. Writing. We didn't get there yet.
Yeah, no.
Nah, this is one of the ones for me, bro. It starts with the guitar opening. It got the guitar solo in it, and then the closing vocals where she's like just ecstasy crooning. All I can say is yeah, that shit is crazy. Yeah. Safest sexy record she could make.
Safest sexy?
Yeah.
It's mad sweat between them. What do you mean safest sexy?
But without going beyond the line, I think
what's beyond the line? Other than Rihanna, no doubt.
But right, for sure. Yeah. No, like,
but
you think, right? You think it's like...
I mean, the whole song is them having sex. Like,
you got me speechless, right?
Yeah, and yes. You know what I'm saying?
It's like coming.
Absolutely. Right.
But it's without... It's done tastefully enough
for sure
that it gives you a little edge, but it doesn't
without
go...
Without making her
you know what I mean?
Yeah, she ain't
a sex pot.
Without making her JT.
Without making her Madonna.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a safe sexy record. Yeah, it's safe sex. This is safe sex.
Prophylactic R&B. Okay. I hear you, sir.
Put a Jimmy hat on the U87. You know what I mean?
I see where you're going.
This is how far they would allow 22-year-old Beyonce to go to get into her. I'm a woman, and I want to touch on this topic, but we still gotta play it safe. So, but I really love this record. I think she sounds amazing.
Sounds great.
I like what it's doing musically. I wasn't too familiar with Fnatic and Sherrod Bonds, but they did their thing. And the guitar man, like the guitar man, earned his bread that day, yo.
I'm imagine.
Yeah. What'd you give it?
I gave it an 8, but I mean, you were very convincing, so I'm gonna give it an 8.5, yo. Because you know what, you're right. I was so focused on. I felt like it did the same thing throughout, and I was looking for. I think it was just me disguising me, bro. I was looking for smut. I think I was looking for smut. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it was very
sick. I'm not mad at
that. And I'm realizing, like, you know, this is, again, 22-year-old Beyonce, but this is why you're my partner. You know what I'm saying? Because you give, you know, you widen the lens and give more context. So, yeah, but focusing on what she wasn't giving, I think I didn't give enough credit to the production of it. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's a very well produced. But, I mean, sonically, I said it's beautiful, but it's beautiful not just because of the vocals, production as well. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I bumped it up a little 8.5.
No doubt. I give it a 9.5.
Good enough. No, yeah. 9.5. You want to go steady. Okay.
If they did a little bit more lyrically, like here's what I said.
Oh, okay.
All the lyrics on the album stay very much on the surface.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? And this is hard to earn.
Right.
And so we want to go below, you know, we want to go a few layers deeper, Pause.
We want to go to China.
And that's we want to go to China or Pound Town. That's how you like it. Come on, let's go.
Whoa, not a good song. That's not how I like it. This is not how I like it, bro. This is not a good song, man. I forgot about this, and rightfully so.
I didn't forget about it, because Hov is on it, and it was always, for the whole
not good on this
for
either.
The whole 20 years, I was always like, they didn't need to do that.
They should have left this in the studio. You had Crazy in Love, you were being greedy, and this is what happens when you're greedy. This song is not good. Jay's,
outside of Crazy in Love, let me just, outside
I'm surprised Jay did this song, like, he let this go.
He was smitten.
He was dangerously in love.
He was dangerously in love. and he alludes to all this in his verse. Like, we're going to get to his verse, but let me say this. Mm-hmm. Outside of Crazy in Love, I did not like Beyonce and Jay-Z collabs again until he did the Carter's album.
No, I loved On the Run 2.
The Tupac joint?
No.
Oh no, On the Run, her joint. Yeah, that was tough. I didn't, that was tough.
What? That shit's hard.
I didn't, until they did the Carter.
They had
album,
a lot of misses though.
Yeah, they had
hated Bonnie and Clyde.
That's such a bad record.
Hated Bonnie and Clyde.
Such a bad hit record.
Yo, and it worked. And I was mad. Record. Like, y'all gonna let this really rock.
Yeah, they let it
y'all
go.
Y'all gonna let the music industry this shit go.
Yeah, they gonna
force this shit down their fucking ears.
They gonna let it do what it did.
Yo, I hated that record.
So that's how I like it. D-Roy and Mr. B. It has a DeBarge I like it moment. You know where she's at with the verses, it seems like she was very much smitten. with Hov, right? All of this. See,
bad,
the thing.
Bad,
yeah, but
bad.
but it's written, and this is again where you get into like the safe pop.
It sounds princess. Like 2003. And it's like, it's one of those, it's like, even then I felt like she, especially Jay-Z, are above this sound. Like, there was a sound, this is a Bow Wow record, bro.
Right.
This
right,
a little,
right.
This is a 106 and Park record.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's fucking the what's supposed to be king and queen. Like, this is not good, man.
Well, this is way before she became the queen.
No, I'm saying, I mean, but it's supposed to be regal, though. Like, Crazy Love, she came out on some regal
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. This is immature.
This is very...
Juvenile. This is a juvenile-like record.
Not the group immature.
Yeah, and not Wotie, juvenile.
Yeah.
It's young. It sound young as shit.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And then the it sounds like a crush. It sounds, you know what I'm saying? Like...
I don't. I'm so baffled that Jay let this shit rock.
He had to open off the New York swag in verse one, and in verse two, she's hoping that he likes some of the things about her. In Jay's verse, he is getting into like telling her to kind of put her foot down and let people know that you can make your own decisions. That's what I got from.
I don't know why you explain it. It doesn't matter. Like, it's not but good, the intent is one thing. Jay-Z sounds great.
Earn.
Jay-Z also can read a grocery list and it'll sound fucking good. This is not fucking good. I don't care what the intent was.
Just don't forget the cauliflower.
These motherfuckers are the best in the world at what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And to come together on this fucking, like, why this track? I mean, again, 2003, okay, whatever, but like, yo, the hook. Jay makes good hooks at this point. Really good
That's
hooks.
That's how you like it, man. That's how I like it, baby. What, yo, this would have been a tough Bow Wow record.
Thank you. This would have been a tough
Shad Moss joint.
Yo, son. This would have been a tough ass Bow Wow record.
Nah, this should have been Bow Wow.
This is beneath Jay-Z and Beyonce, man.
Should have been Bow Wow and Solange. That would have been tough.
Oh, that would have been tough.
Yeah, man. Especially using the DeBarge moment. I'm like, that record
touching.
Is...
Yo, stop touching E, DeBarge, please.
That record is
stop
so
it.
Incredible.
Stop
Why would
that.
You sully it up?
Stop touching that record.
It is foolishness.
I can't express how much I love that record.
Foolishness you bring to the studio.
Right, this putrid attempt at 106 with his...
Where you going? Nah, man, get out of here. That should sound like a carousel.
Come on, man.
Carousel music.
Bad record.
What'd you get it, bro?
Seven.
It's 7.5. That was generosity.
Yes, you are.
That was generosity. We get into a cover.
Yes, we do.
Close Eye Get to You featuring.
Talk about it. They lining it up.
The incomparable
man,
Lufta.
The fucking
D. Vandross.
Gizote.
Yo, bro.
Man, listen.
Wait, listen.
Go ahead.
I said I gotta read this shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's always good to hear Lufta. He sounds like pouring silk in your ears.
If you could pour silk,
if you could liquefy silk and pour it, that's what Luther Vandross sounds like. And also,
I mean, Beyonce, you know, eventually would breastfeed you with liquid gold. So,
this is a fact. See what we're doing.
I see what you're doing here. Yeah.
It's also just good to hear Luther. Obviously, I listen to a lot of Luther Vandross, but just, you know, on some different shit. You know,
are you black?
Yeah, I'm still.
Oh, yeah, you're black. Oh, yeah.
Still,
yeah.
It's still Juneteenth. It's still Juneteenth all day long and summer tomorrow.
Okay.
You know, just hearing Luther on this shit is like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, it made me go and listen to some other Luther shit. You know what I'm saying? Because it's Luther.
Which is not a bad day.
That's a good day.
That's not a bad day.
That's a great way to spend time.
Not a bad day at all.
Yo, Tori, you doing something? Yes. I'm actually busy right now.
I'm a loofah.
I'm listening to Loof. With all of that said, though,
did we need this remake?
Come on, bro. Donny Hathaway and Roberta Flack? Are you kidding me, fam? Are you kidding me? You could have got Jesus, Joseph, and Mary to go in the studio. You're not beating Donny Hathaway and Roberta Flack. Are you dumb? Are you dumb?
I'm not. You are. There's no retort.
Yeah, bro. And these are two of the... Beyonce and Luther Vandross, two of the most amazing vocalists, you know, to do it.
Modern day, absolutely.
To do it.
Yeah, I mean, they also shared this too.
It was on Luther album too.
Luther album as well, yeah.
I mean, it's just solid crooning though. It's solid. Yeah, it's just, it just does not touch the original. You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't. It's also a lighter Beyonce. I like my Beyonce, you know, a little muscular, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like her vocally.
I like her when she has edge. You know, I like when she got that edge to her. I love those records. And like, it's funny because you don't really hear that on this album. You get it later on. Right. The only time you really hear on this album is ironically like during like ad-libs and bridges, right? But like that shit that comes later with like Four and all of those albums, and B-Day, yeah, like that... Come on, now. Like,
we still on the close eye get to you. So anyway, yeah, you know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, again, it does shouldn't even sound bad, right?
It's not bad at all.
It's not a lot of negative to say about this song.
It just that
didn't need to be touched.
We didn't need it.
I never really want to hear anybody next to Luther.
This is the start of a bad trend for Beyonce, bro.
What do you mean?
I don't like her Before I Let Go. I don't like her Isley Brothers. Which joint she did with the Isley Brothers? She just did an Ozzy Brothers join over with the Ozzy Brothers.
Yeah, I don't like
her. We shouldn't do those things.
Yeah, she got to stop.
We shouldn't do those things,
I
bro.
I Before I Let Go, man.
Yeah, it's not good,
it's
bro.
Not good, man.
And DJs play, I always give them the evil eye, yeah, bro. And I'm not.
You know who's Before I Let Go is actually really good?
Who's?
Vivian Greene's.
You know who's? Oh, yeah. Well, that's because they didn't make Before I Let Go. They flipped it.
She flipped it. You're right. Yeah, yeah.
She made Before I Let Go and just. Put right. You know what I'm saying? Like, put HBCU drums at the end. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Basically from her cello performance.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, like, don't do that.
HBCU drums.
Don't do that. That's what it was, bro. HBCU drums. What do you give Close Eye Give to you?
I gave it, I think, an 8.
Yeah, I gave it an 8 out of respect for the culture.
I gave it 8.
Yeah, I gave it a culturally respectable 8.
Yeah. Yeah. Anywho.
All right, here we go.
All right.
So technically another remake. It is a great Beyonce record, in my opinion.
It's a great Beyonce record, man.
I think that, with all of the criticism that we've been giving the album, not bad, but just criticism, this is, to me, very much in love with Jay-Z letting people know that Expression album. 100%. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, this and the next song, I think, are just, dedicated to Jay-Z.
Right. So while I love that she did Dangerously Love Again, even though it was just on the last album, right. Was because I think it speaks to where she was at in the moment of making this album, like really in love with Hov, but also, going against the grain, dangerously, like going against my dad, who's been my manager and my partner and my confidant my whole career and got me to this point. But you, at some point, you leave the net. Like leaving Matthew Knowles.
I'm your daughter, but I'm also somebody else's woman.
Yeah, yeah. And so that means everything is going to change. You know, if you even look at, for as much as we gave shit to That's How You Like It, you know.
We didn't like it.
We didn't like it. But if you go through what's being said in the lyrics, even though we don't like how it's being said, it's really you know what I'm saying? It's really like, yo, I like this New York guy. Hov is like, he does it better on Excuse Me, Miss, right? But Hov is like, yo, you know, they see that the baggy jeans and the tilted hat. Right, you see Sean. You really see me. Right. So if you really start to break down what's being said and the messages that they're dropping on this album, I love that she does Dangerously in Love, because this feels like I'm talking to you, Hov.
Yeah, for sure.
You got me on some other shit right now.
But And the thing I didn't understand, right, is like, it's a beautiful song.
Right.
I felt like this is actually one of the most well-written songs on the album.
For sure.
Right? But everything is gorgeous. Like, why is love dangerous? She never says why it's dangerous. It's all like, I'll never leave. Keep loving me the way I love you loving me. Like,
well,
it's like,
saying I can't
your
do
love
life,
sets me free. Like,
I can't do life without you here with me is dangerous.
Okay.
That's dangerous. That's a dangerous lyric.
Romeo and Juliet. All right.
Just like, if you're not here, I can't do life. Like, what is that? What are you saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the dangerous part. And yeah, I guess
for color girls.
It leaves a little bit lyrically to be had, or it could leave a little bit to interpretation.
You know what I'm saying?
But it's a great record. It's always been a great record. Vocally, she's floating. Oh, this is where I talked about the lyrics. I remember I said I was a song with her. Yep. So I got, vocally, she's floating. It feels like a 10, but the lyrics in the verse fall a little short. You know what I'm saying? That's what happened.
It felt like a 10 to you?
Yeah. Song-wise, musically, sonically, how she sounds over the beat, the passion she's singing with. Like, if you tighten this up lyrically, this record goes... You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, this record goes all the way up. But lyrically,
and lyrics are still good.
The lyrics are good. Like I said, they fall a tiny bit short lyrically. Yeah, man. It's the chorus is dangerous. I put in parentheses. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. That's what I got. What you have?
I mean, everything you said. I mean, again, I love the lyrics of what it's saying. Like, you know, your love sets me free. Keep loving me. Even the way she plays with that, right? It's almost like some rap shit. Keep loving me the way that I love you loving me. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's taking chances too, right? It's not so cookie cutter. It's not
for sure.
Yeah, you know what I mean. For like, sure. And I think that's what I didn't love about even Signs, right? It just felt super cookie cutter. But again, that wasn't her pen. That's Missy's pen, right? So that was another thing. But yeah, man, dedicated to Jay. It feels extremely genuine. Mm-hmm. But you said it feels like a 10, which is crazy because production-wise, sonically, I thought maybe like Speechless sounded closer to a 10 production-wise. You know what I'm saying?
I love the production on Speechless.
Yeah.
But yeah, it feels like a 10 to me. It just falls a little bit short. I do give it a 9.5 though.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow, I'll give it 8.5.
8.5?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dangerous in Love is tough. It's tough. It's like one of the toughest records on the album. A gift from Virgo. You said the next two records, Dangerous in Love and this, you feel like are dedicated to Hov.
I also like the production on this record.
On
this record.
Gift from Virgo?
Yeah.
Okay.
It deviates. It's something new.
Definitely.
It sounds like very more jazz swingy. Mm-hmm. I really like it. I don't know if the song gels, comes all together.
It just feels like an interlude to me.
Yeah. Or, I mean, yeah, it didn't feel like the song completely gelled, but like I was like, damn, I wish she would have like reapproach this song, because you actually take her off, ironically, like the sound bed is really fucking dope, and it's something different that this album doesn't have. So it could have really been something that stood out and gave this album a little more dimension.
I said that it sounds like a poem that she wrote to Jay-Z.
I mean, isn't the interlude before this?
Is that what it says?
Yeah, she has an interlude before this.
Yeah, she did. I skipped over it.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm saying, I think that was kind of the intro into this.
Right, but this still feels sparse enough that it doesn't feel like a full song either.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
It feels like a poem or you know.
Definitely sounds like a poem.
That she wrote like or an entry it's that she wrote in her journal.
Yeah, it reads like
a love
letter.
Something like that that they put to music. And yeah, no, this definitely, I mean, if someone feels like this about you.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you got them.
Yeah.
You got them. They hooked.
You got it.
You know what I'm saying?
He got her.
But yeah, it's a nice record.
It's a nice record.
It's a nice record.
It's a sweet record.
Sweet.
Very
it's sweet.
Very
like,
sweet record.
It makes you feel like, damn, that's a beautiful.
That's good.
Like, when love is love, it's a beautiful thing.
When love is love, it's the best.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. When it's before the toxicity, and because love can also be, for no pun, dangerous, right? Love can also be,
for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like borderline psychotic type
people
shit.
People have lost their lives over
all the time, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But when love is, when it's blissful, you know, it's just, wow. It's a great, it's a great feeling.
It's the best.
It's the best. It's like getting a fresh pair of joints.
A little better than that. I've had both. It's not a comparison here.
I get a fresh pinch.
Wow, this thing's married. Shit. God damn it.
Being an asshole.
God damn it.
What'd you give?
I got more sneakers than wives. I gave it 8.
Give it 8? I gave it 8.5.
Yeah.
8.5. And then we get to the final song on the album, Daddy.
Which I did not rate.
An ode to her dad. You did?
I can't rate. A song to your father.
Why not?
It's right to your father. I'm not. Like,
I don't even know your pops.
He didn't cheat on Tina 2 years later. That's what I'm saying. Like, I was like, I think it's beautiful to say you'd want your unborn son to be like your dad. I think that's wonderful.
Right.
You know, she got really specific, which I wish she did more in this album.
Shout out to Sir.
You know what I'm saying? I wish she got more specific, like she did here. Like, I mean, the tattoo and like the whole parents are gonna get the tattoo. Like, that's wonderful. He cried. She went on a date. Like, why? It's like she just didn't give us this.
Okay.
We didn't get this throughout the album. Like this personal pen. It's like she only did it when it was about her father. And it's again beautiful, man. Beautiful. It was just interesting that this happened before shit hit the fan between
shit,
the parents.
This shit went crazy.
Yeah.
That happens though, like for so much of your lives, if you've been fortunate enough to have your parents in your lives, a lot of times, you know, I won't say a lot of times. There are some times where you have your parents on this amazing pedestal. Mm-hmm. And at some point, you find out that they're just human beings and they are flawed. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro.
You know, like one of my biggest things is always still to this day, like, damn, I don't want to disappoint my kids. I don't ever want them to look at me.
Yeah, you don't want that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's
I think that's two of the worst things, man, to have created a child that you're not proud of. And I've seen that a lot, mm-hmm. right? And to be an adult and not like your parents.
Right.
I think that's a terrible place to be. Unfortunately, not anywhere.
Yeah,
in it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
parents. You like your parents. Had
those, but dad yesterday, you know what I mean? Kicking it on my roof. You know what I mean?
As like, you should.
He's like, okay, my son's doing okay.
As you should.
You know what I'm saying?
As you should.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so for a little girl too, man, especially now Beyonce gets the ability to, she's had success. The things that they set out to do have been accomplished. Yeah. You got this girl group. They went through all the ups and downs. They had success as Destiny Child. I'm going to get you here. I'm going to get you to this solo album point, mm-hmm. and we're going to make you this big star. Like, all of that combined with just being a daddy's girl from mm-hmm. the South.
No, he helped her live, make her dream come true.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, there's no denying that.
Dad everything. Yeah.
And so, but he is a human. He is a flawed human.
Flawed man.
And,
well, to be human is to be flawed.
Right. And to watch it publicly play out, you know, especially with the advent of the internet,
yeah.
was tough to watch because you know how much she loved her dad,
yeah, yeah.
how painful it had to be, because you also love your mom.
Super close to
you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, super
so
close
how painful that had to be.
Okay now.
And
okay
then happened. Right she's doing excellently. Beautiful. But yeah, man, it's just a beautiful record. Mm. Obviously, as a father with a daughter, I love the sentiment. I love the way the reggae makes me feel. This is the first joint where you really feel like it's a true glimpse into who Beyonce is.
Real.
You know what I'm saying?
It's almost, it's interesting that this is the last song, right? Because it's like, oh, that's what you're capable of. Stepping into the future.
Moving into the next
shit.
Stepping
into the future, yeah.
It's like a Marvel movie.
Exactly. Oh. Sam Jackson in the credits.
Yeah, Sam Jackson in the credits, man. I gave this song a 9.
9?
Yep.
I didn't rank this song.
You didn't rate it.
Yeah, I didn't rate it. I think it's up there. It's beautiful. I don't think you can really critique a woman's love for her father, especially knowing what he's done for, you know,
for sure.
Joe Jackson without the backhands, you know what
Big
I'm saying?
Fact.
You know what I mean?
Big fact.
And he helped her.
But maybe back page, though.
He helped her become the queen of the fucking world, you know what I'm saying?
So, biggest ting.
Yeah.
Biggest ting. Overall,
yeah, man.
My thoughts on Dangerously in Love are, album is a dope freshman effort.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we know she gets better with time,
yep.
more personal.
Yeah.
More mature.
I think it's also good to see.
No, can I finish my synopsis?
I'm sorry, bro. Okay.
More mature.
Wrapping it up.
It has more life experiences to create from. But musically, this is a really good album.
Yeah, I think it's a good album. I think it's a good debut. And again, we've had debuts before where we were like blown out of our socks. You know what I'm saying? Lauryn Hill. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But like, Beyonce is a pop star with a dad who was very focused on his daughter being a pop star at a big record label, and they wanted this to come out the gate and be successful. They weren't
had to
even,
work.
They weren't. I didn't think they were going to allow her to be artsy. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know if she was even ready to be that artsy yet, because she was still trying to find herself. Again,
sure.
22 is very young.
Very young.
Right? Very young. Even though you've been in the business for the last 6 years.
You've been in a bubble, though.
For sure. For sure. Right. You came in the game at, like, what, 17? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I mean, you know,
the edgiest you got was in the Nas video. You know what I'm saying?
But how about, I mean, but again, to see
No, being on 50 joint. That was the
edgiest. That's the edgiest.
But to
see what she takes from this album and runs with, what she leaves behind,
mm-hmm.
and for the most part, you know, what she takes and what she even creates and evolves with is amazing shit. So it's like, it's good to see her like her ground zero.
This is what I noticed from Beyonce. If you look at where she was at, right, the Missy record, the Scott Storch record, the Big Boy, she moves, she grows, she evolves, she goes, you know what I'm saying? Production, sound.
A lot less producers.
They go, they go to the next thing. You know, there's the Frank Ocean moments. They're the dream moments. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
She's got the Nova Wave thing happening right now. They don't stick to whatever sound that they were in that moment.
Yeah. They evolve.
They evolve from it.
Yeah. That's how you grow and become
sure.
the biggest.
For sure.
Absolutely.
For sure.
So yeah, overall.
Overall, I think it's probably about, it's not a 9, it's about an 8.8.
Yeah? 8.5 for me. Like I said, it's a couple bad songs on this album.
It's some bad songs, but it's overall it's good music. My biggest comment on the album
monsters on it.
Is that it's definitely some missiles.
And also it's super
it's a safe album.
But it's also it's super safe. It's also really lopsided. Like missiles in the front, bro. Like those first like five records are crazy.
I mean, but Dangerously in Love, in my opinion, is a very tough record at the end of the album.
100%. I'm saying, but again, top heavy. You compare the second. Yeah, if we go one through six, six through, you know what I'm talking about?
It takes the scale for sure.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Like, it's
but it closes
a lot of that experimentation and a lot of those misses were at the bottom of the album. And it's like, damn, you could have kind of buffered this a little bit, man. You know?
Yeah, I mean, how you like it at the end of the album? Close I Get to You.
Shouldn't have been in there.
Saves the Day with Dangerously in Love. Gift from Virgo is beautiful. She closed out with her daddy
yeah,
record.
That's perfect.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. That's a great way to close the album. It's a great way to close the episode, too,
Absolutely,
B.
Absolutely, bro. 20 years. Beyonce, Dangerously in Love.
This should have happened in front of a live studio audience with stilettos and sundresses.
Summertime.
Yeah.
Juneteenth weekend.
It's nice today, too.
It's been nice all weekend.
It's nice.
I've been outside.
It's nice. Great.
It's
been nice.
Brooklyn loves.
Yeah, no doubt.
Brooklyn loves.
In due time, though. In due time.
Absolutely.
Listen, make sure you like, subscribe, share.
Let's go.
Definitely make sure that Beehive runs with this. Yes, we are honest. We love Beyonce, obviously.
Absolutely.
Love I'm it. A card carrying member of the Beehive. I'm going to see her on concert.
How'd you get the boot?
I kicked myself out because I didn't know.
Kicked yourself out?
Yeah, because I forgot about the Big Boy record.
Oh, gotcha. Punishing himself. Self-punishment.
Yeah, I punished myself for the Queen Bee. But yeah, man, make sure you share it, and we will see your ass soon.
What? If you want respect, you got to earn it. Damn right.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.